Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to what I'm assuming is going to be a pretty briskly downloaded podcast, as that we can play some stuff over here that we couldn't play on terrestrial radio because of the lane. I mean, because like every other, I was mad when I was having some of these meetings with Blitz, and I was like, fuck this, fuck. You know, I'm telling you, fucking, you know, I'm just talking like a regular dude.
Yeah, you say fuck a lot. Oh, goodness. You say fuck a lot, and that's okay. You know, I think it's kind of becoming a bit on the air of you trying to sift through
the fucks.
Videos that have, you know, fuck is literally every 3 seconds. So, you know, I thought that it would be better, you know, on a forum like this to let it play. And, you know, finally, after 17 attempts, you agreed with me.
Well, you're right. And I had a couple payoffs. Like, I wanted to play this, and I had so many notes, and I'm dealing
with... people texting you?
And I have people texting me.
Like, oh, I didn't know, this is crazy?
No. More towards, like, my handlers saying, be careful with that, be careful with this. You know, they just...
Yeah.
The chat, Bubba, I would say the majority, maybe 95 to 100%, all said that they have so much more respect for you, just for the way you were able to hold that in. How you kind of did everything.
And here's the thing. Everybody was killing me this weekend on Facebook. What, buddy?
Us.
Seth was also getting harassed.
No, I said us.
Oh, you said you. I'm sorry. I called you and we were like, hey, Bubba, what do I do here?
Seth's getting killed and you at Seth. So I'm like, hey, Seth, I'll just keep fucking blocking him. Seth goes, oh, no, Spongio, you should actually go in and unblock them all and let it eat. I go, now, hold on. You're calling me because they're wearing you out. They're like, listen, they literally want little Sethy to get fucking hijacked by Hamas. I mean, like, I'm literally getting fucked with like you wouldn't believe. They're blaming it on me. The fuckboy comes in and Anna's gone and all this kind of shit. And I'm like, okay, buddy, well, you know, I know I'm getting fucked with too. And I've been trying to block these people to keep them off. And then Seth goes, no, don't block them. Let all the bad stuff through. It's great engagement numbers.
It is.
And so I went through this weekend and I unblocked everybody on Facebook. Everybody's unblocked on Facebook. And I'm in the process of unblocking everybody on Twitter. So I did.
And you know, Bubba, here's the thing. It's just like, this is a chance where a lot of people who don't usually flood to our social media pages are. They want to leave their comment, probably because it's negative, but also they're going to be there. They're going to watch a video to say how much it sucked. They're going to go see everything we did so they can tell you how washed up you are. Like, they're gonna make things better for us by being negative. So it's like, let's get the bump from the negativity.
There you go. So,
right, Lummy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
That's why I did what you told me to, buddy.
And we're eating Cuzzo.
Lummy, I'm gonna try to play this one. This is the one thing that I wanted to play on the radio today. But I don't think I could get to.
Yes or no on the video?
What's that, buddy?
Yes or no on the video?
No, just audio.
Okay.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
The other thing, Chris, is I pay you competitively.
I don't complain about that.
No, I know. But why would you do that? Why would you fucking be skimming and doing shit like that if you know that all you got to do is pay for it yourself on your personal shit and keep it out of my world? We can't cross-pollinate.
And that was world. Right.
So this is why I wanted everybody to hear.
Because here's the thing, too, is like it started out being like, hey, I'm just going to order one or two things.
This right here could almost be a Gary Cantrell. Like, this could almost summarize it right here. This might be something we might want to consider a short.
All right.
Blitz's explanation.
Right.
Because here's the thing, too, is like it started out being like, hey, I'm just going to order one or two things. On my Amazon, because I have Prime, they don't hear it quick, they need it quick. That was it. Like, and that's how it started. And so hey, we need this, and we need this, and then, like, we started getting more money, and you're like, hey, like, it's your slush fund, just buy what you need. Not for me. I've never told you. Never. Ever. I know. I understand that. And then,
And there's a lot of things on their books that, you know, potentially very well, I think might be PRN, that's not. I mean, I don't know what's... if I was Richard Fabrizi off it, I would go to your fucking house, go through your shit.
You know, if you're Richard Fabrizi and he got clipped, he would go get a gun, put it to your head, and say, take me to your apartment because I'm going to go through and see how much shit you stole from me.
Fuck, that's scary.
For real.
Yeah, that is.
For real. And I'm telling Blitz.
See what the fuck you got. I'm not doing that. If I was some other fucking guy who ended up, I would literally have law enforcement here, and they would be, you'd be getting arrested right the fuck now. That is the...
Can you see him acknowledging me?
Yes.
And I want to emphasize to you, I don't give a fuck about the amounts. I just need the data.
Right.
I'm telling him, I don't give the fuck. Just be honest with me. Give me the data, because I'm in a little bit of a 10-day window here where I have to file my amended IRS because I'm making an offer of compromise. And so every expense, I want every possible BR expense I can find, but I can't put your fucking home STD kit on it because they're going to comb it with a fine-tooth comb. It has to be honest and complete.
Do you really think that even if he came forward about everything, the $200,000 or whatever it was over the course of a few years, that you could have trusted him to work with you every day?
Maybe. Maybe. Hmm. I mean, I'm doing this, Seth, as a test of what type of person he really is.
Right.
If he came back and said, I think our number is 280, but it could be 240. It could be 290. Like, I mean, if he would have come back with an itemized account of all of his receipts and, owned it, saying, okay, this shall... Here, Merch Creek just sent me down some new ones.
Oh, go.
like these Home Depot, like Deep Woods. He bought two big cans of Deep Woods off... mosquito repellent. Well, let me, because he goes camping all the time.
Of course, yeah.
We don't need that. We don't need Deep Woods off at the BRN.
No.
You think it was a BOGO kind of deal, or is this expensive?
a rain gauge. A 1 gallon sprayer. Tide washing. Now, this is just all Home Depot stuff. Tide washing detergent. What do we need Tide washing detergent for here at the BRN?
Don't think so.
IP
see Tide all the time.
IP security cameras. Huh. Non-slip area rug. A rainbow blend peppercorn steam sterilized whole black pepper. So he was buying all of his spices and things that he cooked with.
What the fuck? At Home Depot they have spices?
No, this is on Amazon.
Oh, Amazon. Okay, sorry.
Was
everything on Amazon, Bubba?
Well, Amazon, Home Depot, and you got to understand, the Merch Crick went to all these places, and if you give them the credit card, which I got back from Blitz, and you give them the credit card, most of them will give you an itemized account. You have to go in the back and talk to the manager, but they'll give you an itemized account that everything in their system has been charged to that credit card.
Did the Merch Crick wear her old officer uniform in there?
No.
That would have been so great.
An i13 Pro Max.
Oh, nice.
What do those run?
A lot.
Let me see. I'll tell you. That was $1,589.
Okay.
And he had them all shipped to his parents' house.
That's where he lived, right?
$200 Tractor Supply card. Halloween masks, I think for his cousins. One jumbo tactical belt, military hiking rigger, 1.5-inch nylon web work belt, and heavy quick-release buckle. That was $18.
Jeez, man, you know what? I mean, for a dude, he needs a lot of shit. Good Lord.
Four pairs of Wrangler Authentic Men's Slim Fit straight leg jean, 36 by 34.
The skinny era.
Yeah. I mean, you know, not one, four pairs of those, my friends.
I mean, you need a bunch, Bubba.
One pair of $149. Now, again, these are the ones like, so personal, like, and here's why I'm so mad, is that I'm only reading, I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of these, but I'm only reading ones that just jump out that he didn't, like, these are items that he was supposed to return back to me and say, yep, these are my tennis shoes. One New Balance men's fresh foam 1810, 1880 V11 running shoes, light Rogue Wave, 15 wide, $150.
I mean, that's 100% him.
Right. So, like, you know, rather than to be a man, he did, these are expenses that I asked him to claim that he refused and said that he didn't, or that it wasn't for him. Who the fuck else is gonna wear a pair?
Did you ask him, like, who's wearing these size 15?
He's like, I don't know. A Fruit of the Loom men's big tag free underwear, tag free underwear and undershirts, tall, double X men. One doorbell transformer. Adapter for Ring Video Doorbell, Ring Video Doorbell Pro, Ring Video Doorbell 2, Transformer.
That's a paranoid motherfucker.
Compatible with Nest Hello Doorbell. Let me, what type of, didn't he have a whole Ring system over there?
He had a Ring system and he had like 12 cameras.
Hold on, kitchen shears, heavy duty meat scissors for poultry, dishwasher safe.
I mean, you would let him give him a slide on the meat scissors, right, Bubba? Every good employee needs a pair of those.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, sure.
Those are in the pantry.
One Delkin Devices Fat Gecko triple suction camera mount. One suction cup standard tripod adapter with safety tether outdoor camera mount. One car camera mounting kit, vacuum suction cup. You know, 1 6-inch car camera mount, vacuum suction cup, a shower curtain, one extra long fabric shower curtain. I never asked for a shower curtain in here.
No, I don't think you did.
One Remington cleaning service liquid for shavers, nose, and Remington, you know.
They do good work, Bubba.
He was on a $90 a month Mint mobile wireless texting plan, unlimited text and talk, at $90.
Jeez.
Mint mobile.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That's concerning.
Come back. So, you know, so these are things, Seth, that I was, when I had my first meeting with him, wanted him to bring back and say, yep, that's mine. This is mine. So, like, he didn't claim any of that shit.
Don't need flim flam bullshit. I need the honest truth.
No, I got it.
Or I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
If I'm in trouble, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, and I don't want him to be in trouble.
Well, we're headed down that road right now. So, you know.
I mean, Seth, in full disclosure, I'd like for you and, you know, Rhett and Macho Man and Lummy. I mean, I don't think I could have been any more transparently mad, but yet fair.
From the conversations I've had with you, which, you know, nothing has been this intense, you seem like you're just being 100% truthful and straightforward. And I think that if I was in that position, I would have given you back at least 3 out of the 4 pairs of jeans I purchased.
Right. Maybe the last one you forgot.
I mean, you got a lot of one.
I've struggled with this. I worked on this for 7 hours yesterday. I went and bought XL for my fucking Mac computer so I could get through it.
I had Ashley on the phone, and Ashley and Merch Crick are trying to. Well, hold on. Ashley knows XL, like that's what she does. She's like a whiz at it, and she's trying to teach Merch Crick, and then Merch Crick is trying to teach me, and I'm like, fuck this. Can't we?
Why did they just do it for you? Why are you?
They did.
Okay, good.
They did.
You couldn't open the
at
documents.
The end of the day. Ashley, Tom Bean. And the Merch Crick, along with my accounting firm, did all of this. I can't sit here and say I have all this. I didn't do any of
it. Did Lummy do any investigating on this or no?
No.
Okay. Lummy Investigates is super thwarted by Ashley knows what the fuck she's talking about.
Exactly. Yep.
Jason Marshall, And there's really been an influx of there was an influx of money today. I think everybody really found it this story to be very compelling, and that's certainly not. I mean, we're certainly thankful. You know, Heather Wiz today 500. You know, I think a lot of people.
And can I say, Bubba, real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Heather Wiz mentioned the fact that the reason why she hasn't come to a lot of 199s lately is that she couldn't hide, you know, how she truly felt about certain people, Anna. You know, so it's interesting that I know a lot of people did know about Blitz, a lot of people that are, you know, kind of on the inside, but, you know, she did let her opinion out there because you're always like, what happened to Wiz? Where's Wizzy? How come Wizzy's not going to be here? We need some, you know, jugs. So there you go.
Did she say that one of the reasons why?
She said it was because she, I don't think she cared for Anna.
She hated Anna.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she said she couldn't fake it.
Well, that's good.
No, I'm saying that's good.
And more importantly, I need to text Wizzy and tell her thank you so much for the huge contribution today. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, thank you so much, Wizzy. So anyway, Lummy, I'm trying to emphasize to Blitz because more importantly, I need this correct information because I'm under the gun IRS wise. So I'm like, you know, I know you're trying to keep yourself out of trouble, but the more, you know, misinformation you give, the more exposure I have legally to the IRS. So I have to basically, some of these things that could be my expenses, I would love to take, but I can't take, you know, STD kits, shower rods, suction cups, Ring doorbell units, iPhone 13s, Anna's DJ equipment. I can't take that off as a business. I can maybe take Anna's DJ equipment off if we owned it, but not her lugging it home. And I'm going to be honest with you, and this is the first time that I've said that, and it's a little bit insulated, so, you know, I'm sure she'll hear it. But you know what? The one question I'd like to know, I mean, I'm really, really disgusted in Anna right now. She disgusts me. But how do you live with a guy that's ordering this much stuff and not know? I gave her the benefit of the doubt for a year, and I said, I don't think she knows. I don't think she knows.
I don't remember what show it was, but with the DJ thing, you asked her and she said she bought it. So right then and there that I knew that she was lying about knowing it. She said back in the day when about the DJ, she bought a DJ deck to practice and become a DJ. She bought it. Why wouldn't she say Blitz gave it to her as a gift?
I mean that Mac 14 Mini Pro, I think is what she uses as her laptop. Macho Man, you might be more familiar with her gear. Is her gear or the main computer she uses to mix these two digital turntables, is it a Mac Mini 14 Pro?
Mach isn't in here, but I believe that is the one she used.
Right.
Yeah.
So I had the fucking receipt right here. So, I mean, you know.
So she lied about that.
You may have bought it, yeah.
She didn't buy it. She lied. She knew. That's why I still think she knew everything.
And I think she.
Maybe she believed
him. And what pisses me off
is. Why did she say she bought it then, Seth?
I mean, what pisses me off is she's, you know, she has continually started to, you know, be negative like him. I mean, have you guys not felt it? It's gotten more and more.
I'm new. I'm back in the fold, so I don't think I felt it for as long as you have. I only felt that she didn't want me here, but I feel that a lot.
Hold on, Chris. It's not right what you've done. What did you just say? You felt what?
I felt like she didn't want me here.
And who else felt that way?
Blitzy.
And made it very well known.
Every day to you.
Had meetings with me to fire you.
it's not right, Chris. It's not right what you've done, and it's fucking wrong. And
well, I apologize profusely. I mean, never.
You're also thinking about this, Chris. Your actions reflect another employee's actions. Do you think I want to get rid of her?
No.
No, I don't.
I mean, how more fucking fair can you be?
I love the fuck out of her.
I understand.
Just like I love the fuck out of you.
And I love you.
I love the continuity of the show. But if this does go down and I have to get rid of you, one, I'm gonna. I have 5 years to fucking put you in jail. So if you start fucking with me and doing shit to me and turn into a troll,
see. So you know, Seth, I really laid it out. Like I laid it the fuck out.
I'm almost uncomfortable. You're laying it out so well.
Yeah. I mean, when I got to be a boss, I got to be a boss. This guy clipped the fuck out of me. I'm going to let it be known what the consequences are.
I love the fuck out of you. I love the continuity of the show. But if this does go down and I have to get rid of you, I have 5 years to fucking put you in jail. So if you start fucking with me and doing shit to me and turn into a troll.
Bubba, I would never do that. I didn't do it from day one. I've never done it like I won't.
Nobody knows what you're capable of doing.
Oh, okay, but did I do anything at all when I left the first time?
No, but I mean, I'm being honest.
That's insane.
It's insane how honest I am.
No, just like nobody knows what you're capable of doing. It's like you're talking to the Unabomber.
No, but hold on, Seth. He's a very well-read, well-versed, very technical guy. He's the kind of guy that could fucking, hack into your shit.
He knows how to use computers and guns. I don't know if that
right.
makes him smart.
Okay, but hold on. Yeah. He knows how to use computers and guns. Well, that's pretty scary in today's world.
Well, and he knows how to clip 280, so, I mean, I guess, you know what? You got a point there, SpongeBob.
And I could have. And MJ was offering me money and shit.
By the way, MJ offered Blitz money to testify against me.
Oh, wow.
That's what Blitz always referred back to.
Said no, I'm not doing nothing.
I understand, but I'm gonna have to tell the audience, that there was some shady shit that went down. I mean, we're gonna have to come up with a prepared statement that we both agree upon as to why.
Is that a decision, a final decision, or what's?
Blitz, I got 17 decisions to make.
I understand.
I've had to rack my brain.
Listen now. Again, Seth, I think the transparency is unbelievable here.
How's this making you feel, Bubba, kind of watching this back now?
Uncomfortable.
Okay.
Hold on now. Listen, I got to tell you, man, it's tough being a boss. Like, it really is to manage people. It's tough. And to manage entertainers. It's tough. And to manage entertainers that are clipping you for 280. It's even tougher.
Wasn't he a manager, Bubba?
He was the operations manager. He was second in charge.
Blitz, no Blitz.
Okay, so
based on what you come back with, based on how honest you are with me.
See, hold on. And again, based on how I'm telling him, Blitz or no Blitz, and it's based on how honest you are with me. So why wouldn't you be absolutely honest to a fault? Be like, man, here's what I did. Here's the things that I took. Here's the things that are BRN related. Here are the things that are, the STD kit, the shower rod, those, and the four-wheel, and the Polaris lift kit. That's on me.
And I got the U-Haul bringing over the rest of the shit that...
Based on IT.
So...
You were not honest with me on the reports that you gave. You weren't. We're just I'm shooting you straight here. I have to cover my ass, Blitz. I don't know where we're headed right now, other than I wish we were headed in a good place.
Okay.
And for what you gave me, my mindset is I'd like you to give me the honest truth. I would
now, again, this is after he's already given me the bullshit. Like I had 156 expenses. This is when we first started, and he came back with 19.
He put the STD test on you.
To move beyond this and fix this, and you stay with me. That's where I would like this to go.
Grab a hold of this one. Take a pull off this. Listen to how fair this is. If your employer was to say this to you, you'd clip your employer, and your employer says this to you.
Beyond this and fix this, and you stay with me. That's where I would like this to go.
So would I.
So if that's contingent upon you being honest and there's 186 invoices that are in question, I would have all fucking 186 accounted for. Whether it's, and be honest about it too.
Do you think it was so much, Bubba, that he just couldn't even keep track of what he got anymore?
Well, I think it was so much that he knew that
there was no way that he could
no
cover
way
it.
That an employee can look the other way when you have this type of volume. He can thank his lucky stars, and I'm still contemplating on whether to arrest him or not. He just scares me on his capabilities.
I mean, could he ever be able to pay you back?
No, I don't think he'll ever be able to pay me back. I mean, I'm sure that if this goes to trial, he'd have to make restitution in some way, shape, or form. But, you know.
We'll take what we can get, though, right? I mean, $10 a week, you know?
But people's like, you know, Bubba's, he's got a bunch of dirt on Bubba. He does know. I don't have any dirt on me. But, I mean, he knows things that I've done over the years, none of which would put me in jail, but some of which might be embarrassing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, that's
I mean,
it.
I mean, you know, like friends, best friends get to know each other's darkest secrets, right?
Yeah.
And so he knows some of my darkest secrets. Not that it's illegal or anything like that, but I certainly don't want public consumption. Enough of my dark secrets have been exposed to the light. Didn't make me quite look that good.
Well, his dark secrets seem like they'd be a little bit more darker than anything you could possibly put out right now, Bubba.
And you determine that.
And I mean,
I don't.
I mean, I think that would be better for everyone.
Yeah. Of course it would be. Of course it would be.
I mean, you included.
Yes, but I can go without you.
I understand that.
And I have concocted a way to do it. You know, I've been looking for IT guys for the last week.
By the way, I had already met with Macho Man.
Yeah.
And Macho Man, I'd already made Macho Man an offer.
Oh, how'd the meeting go, Macho?
Oh, me and Macho had a great move. I met him downtown at Genesis with me, him, and Brad, Big Woody. And Macho, I don't know that you agreed to take the job immediately, but I think we were in a pretty good an understanding where you were leaning towards taking the job, I think.
Yeah, I was just getting up, you know, so early. Get adjusting because right. I was more of a night person.
Right. No, you're definitely a night person.
Oh, yeah.
But Macho, I haven't thanked you enough by one. Just, I mean, look at the difference in skill set that we have with Macho and the things that get done and how clean you keep your area and all the projects.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That you've got done. Macho, I don't thank you nearly enough. Thank you. And thank you for not taking $280,000 from me. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's scary, Bubba, but he's not a fucking prick.
No, he's not a thief.
Looking for what I'm going to do on the air. I don't have to have a female on the air. I've survived without it. I've gone through things.
Again, like Seth, I'm walking him through everything.
Yes.
Like I'm walking him through honest days, honest doesn't, you stay, you don't. And it's all contingent upon you being honest.
This is one of the largest things I've gone through. This is right up there with the fucking sex tape, but it didn't have anything to do with, the on-air lineup will change. I'm gonna have to fucking, you know, you're gonna have to sign an NDA.
What?
You know, an
NDA, non-disclosure agreement.
And we're gonna have to agree on a statement that why you're gone. And I'm not going to say anything other than that statement, so that you're not, you know. But you're, I'm going to have to. So think about me.
No, I understand.
I mean, this is my business, and
you have done some real fucked up shit. And can I forgive it? Yeah, I can. But I can't forgive it like that. I can't. Tom Bean fucking threw the goddamn hard drive to me and said, you know what, I'll meet you tomorrow and we'll fire him at 10. Because this motherfucker is absolutely robbing you blind.
And so, like, Seth, you've been through, you've been managed by different people.
Yes.
You felt, you know, like, I don't know that any manager or boss could be any more transparent or forthright than what I'm being.
I don't know much about Tom Bean, but he seems like he's gangster as shit, and now I'm also very afraid of him. He tossed a hard drive at me and said, we're going to meet him at 10 and fire him. Man, that is some Tony Soprano stuff.
Right.
Except by fire, we might kill.
If he's not providing with these, then what's he fucking real doing? And I'm like, oh my God.
Again, this meeting was after I'd been to Tom's. Tom, the Friday before, had given to Blitz this thumb drive for him to go ahead and fill out all these expenses, 187 of them, and he came back with 19 of them. I run over to Tom Bean's. My guy's got him. My guy's got them all. Tom Bean's like, get the fuck out of here with this shit. I'll be over at the radio station at 10 to fire him. That's the meeting I just came from the day before. Huh. This is a Tuesday. This is a Tuesday right here with Blitz.
He's like, we meet at fucking 150 at Lemon Street with the fucking feds.
Yeah, so I get at 150, I'm meeting the IRS on this particular day at 150, and I thought I was going to have 189 explanations of, you know, what these expenses were. And I just had to, you know, claim
them. 19.
I got 19.
And I have to have 2021. It has to go to Jim yet to be fucking...
Okay.
So, I don't know what to say, Blitz. I'm beside myself. I didn't get any sleep last night. I look like shit. I feel like shit. I don't even want to go to this fucking thing. I'm going to probably go up there tonight and come home tomorrow.
Talking about going to Gainesville and the Gator Nationals?
Yep. Get some footage to prove that I was there because I am fucking sick to my stomach about this. And so, and I hope you are too.
I absolutely am, and I have been all week. Like, I knew you were upset.
And I fucking never showed a fucking crinkle in my armor. I've been good to you. I've been nice to you.
I know.
And that shows you how much. Otherwise, you think the fucking Pantera would have done something like
Bubba, this? I understand that. And I was like, I knew you were upset. Like, obviously, like, I knew you were very upset. And like, I appreciate you being cool. And I want
to
make it right.
There's a part. Listen to me. There's a part that can make us stronger because of this.
Like, I'm trying my best, Seth. Like, there's a part that could make us stronger if we could get through this.
Man, this is tough.
I'm trying my hardest.
I think you ripped off a lot of lines from 80s love songs in this meeting right here, Bubba.
Total Eclipse of the Heart?
It sounded like it. This can make us stronger. Just tell me the truth.
Jesus.
And then Lummy would come in with the backside harmonies.
This could make us stronger.
If
you just tell the truth.
That's pretty
or
good.
Or Bubba could be in jail faster than he was supposed to.
Well, now we're talking parodies, but I thought we had, you know, a little love song on our hands.
Speaking of which, Lummy, is our parody world done?
I think we're going to be getting some here probably pretty soon.
Yeah, I think
it's a Just Dark Match, Steve. Is that it?
No, Carlos is, he hated Blood, so.
There's an influx of people that creativity was peaked today, Bubba, by talking about this, and I think you're going to be getting a lot of parodies.
Yes, okay, I agree.
And I agree.
And if I didn't have that mentality, you should be worried. But I have the mentality where this could make us stronger, but this could also be your demise if you're not honest with me.
I agree.
And that what you submitted is not honest. You have the ability to get that stuff. And I don't give a fuck how bad it is.
This is the best line of all. Let me, like, this is I think the line that I think I want people to use.
To get that stuff.
Right here, if I remember correctly.
And I don't give a fuck how bad it is. I can't go with that. That gets me in more trouble and gets you in more trouble than not. So I said my piece.
I'll make it right. Like,
Chris, you
tries to hug. That was a fucking weird hug.
Yeah, he tries to hug me. I don't know where the He tries to hug me. You're not honest. And I kind of had my arms down to the side because I was not wanting to be hugged.
Oh, you didn't initiate the hug?
Watch. Well, no,
that,
watch.
That, what you submitted, is not
I look like there's like glitz in the camera. Hold on.
You have the ability to get that stuff. And I don't give a fuck how bad it is. I can't go with that. That gets me in more trouble and gets you in more trouble than not. So I said my piece. I
love you. Yeah. I'll make it right. Like,
Chris, if you went to jail, it would ruin your life.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Wow.
So the last thing. Oh, hold on.
Ruin your life.
I understand.
I've even looked up. You know, I mean, I've even looked up first time offender. What you would get. I mean, it's just
against
horrible.
You are done on purpose. Life.
No, you saw we were making money and you fucking,
I said, you saw we were making money and you went batshit.
Yeah.
That's what I said. You saw that we were making money and you went batshit. And he did. He did. And you know what? Thank you to the Bubba Army. I've got several posts and seen several people posting saying, wow. I'm not looking for an apology, but maybe you'll look at the show differently now. Maybe you'll look at me a little bit differently now, knowing what I've struggled with for the past year and knowing that I retained Anna because I thought it was the right thing to do. Even though I think, you know, now upon reflection, I think that she totally knew about all of it. I gave her a job for an entire year and I had no plans at all. To getting rid of her until I get a call from a radio station that's my direct competition in Morning Drive that she's applied to be a co-host, and would I give her a good reference? And, you know, at that point, man, I'm sorry. I'm old school. If you're not happy here, tell me that you're looking so that I don't get blindsided by a reference phone call.
Bubba, tell me when did you decide that she wasn't like make or break for the show? Like that you could have her on or you couldn't have her on, but either way the show would be fine. Because I think that's how you felt about her.
I mean, here's
before
the deal.
And after the Blitz stuff.
I mean, for the most part, all through my career, I've not had a woman. None. And you know, we hired her and she fit in. You, by the way, we hired her upon your recommendation.
Yes.
And you know, I liked having a girl's perspective. As she in the last 4 or 5 months, I've been calling her Blitz with tits behind her back.
Oh,
Blitz with tits, because like every, you know, if anybody knows anything about Blitz's on air bullshit. Is that it was usually negative, and it usually came from like a know-it-all type perspective. And several times I had to get on them and it's like, stop. Like when I start to open up a topic, let me finish.
I always thought he was a copy of Brent.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right.
I think it was a mix of Spice Boy too.
You okay over there, Spongy?
No.
You need some water?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
So, I get this correspondence from her, and I tell her, and this is at, let me see, Friday at 3:55, whereas I should probably look and see, let me see, all when I actually called her, and I'll tell you that right now. I called her Friday. It was 5 minutes long, and it was at exactly 1:40 p.m. And within that 5 minutes, Lummy, I had 140. I had confirmed that she indeed applied at this position, and I asked her what she felt was better for her career-wise, and now trying to get a radio job potentially. Would it be better to resign, or would it be better to be fired? She and I agreed that it would probably be better to resign. So that now again, that's at 1:40.
A lot of people said she could have gotten unemployment if she picked to get fired.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know. I'm just saying, if you ever give me that option, just remind me that I can get paid if I choose to get fired.
So I, at 1:40, ask her, come up with a statement that I can post on mostly Facebook and Twitter, X, give me something that I can post, because my exact words to her is it's going to be a shit show. And this is what she sent me. I held off posting anything, Lummy, until she finally sent me something.
Oh, okay.
Well, she sent it to me 2 hours later, 2 hours and 15 minutes later. I talked to her at 1:40. At 3:55, and I'm even texting her, like, are you working on this? Because I need it. Here's what she comes up with. Termination statement. Bubba, first of all, I'd like to thank you for the last 4 years. I know you've had some ups and downs, but it certainly has been an adventure that I will remember forever, and appreciate you for having me along for the ride. I do not willingly resign. I was a bit stunned, as you can imagine, during our phone call, but but upon further consideration, I'd like to be fully transparent with the listeners. Please inform people that I was let go from the BRN.
This is not a resignation letter.
No, it's not. It's bullshit. Over the last 4 years, I was approached by several recruiters, staffers, and talent advisors and other employment opportunities. I declined them all.
Okay.
Well, the only reason you've been approached by all those people is because I've built up your radio cred. Let's just be honest. I'm not trying to be personal or disrespectful, but Anna, until you worked for me, you were a virtual unknown in radio. Your first radio gig was to do promotions in Detroit. I don't know if that led to any type of on-air stuff, maybe. And then you got hired at the Bone to do some promotions and a little 2 or 3 hour nighttime job that was, you know, you were the third wheel at best. Heard, what was it?
10 to midnight, I think.
10 to midnight.
Maybe 9 to midnight.
9 to midnight. Nobody knew who the fuck Anna Hummel was. I've been in radio. I've been in this market since 92. And when Seth came to me and said, hey, there's this chick named, I'm like, who?
I was surprised because you have a good pulse on everybody in the market. But yeah. I was surprised you didn't know who she was.
So I'm like, you know, you state that you've been approached by recruiters, staffers, and talent advisors about other employment opportunities. Anna, if any of those were better situations, by all means. I mean, Seth, I mean, I love you to death, but if, you know, somebody in,
Bubba.
Orlando,
yeah,
offered you, you know, an executive producer with an on-air role for $88,500 with full insurance benefits, I'd say, Seth, you know what? You might want to think about that, buddy.
Bubba, I would bet that she has been approached by talent, whatever, and management and all this stuff, but not for a radio. I believe that she's been approached for other jobs, but there's nobody that's looking for anybody for a radio job right now.
And the last several weeks have been extremely challenging for me, as I wasn't sure my job was secure. What have I done to do that? I called you racist. That seems to be the last thing to piss you off, and I completely apologized profusely about that. You doubled down again on it on your radio show on Friday. There were several accounts. Now, see, this is what pisses me off. Just like what got your boyfriend fired, don't insult my intelligence, although I don't have very much of it. Don't lie to me and make shit up just to make me look bad and for you to look good, because you think that that's what flies on the radio sometimes, that it's going to fly with me in real life. It's not going to fly with me in real fucking life on my business. Here's what she says. There were several accounts that you made an on-air. I'm sorry. There are several accounts you made on the air discussing my potential termination and that you were actively looking for my replacement. I took that as an indication that I should probably start looking for a backup plan in the event I got fired. Ironically enough, that's exactly what caused my firing. When, outside of the Meredith stuff, when Orlando got his DUI, and of which Meredith, that was more of a rib. She would never take this job. One, because she used to work for MJ and she hates my guts. Two, she works for Orlando and he hates my guts. And three, I think she's doing pretty damn good over there because she does middays on the Classic Rock. So she's probably doing pretty damn good. She's probably got full health benefits with Beasley.
Oh, yeah. She's and been there forever.
Right. She's probably, honest to God, she's probably making 60 to 80 grand.
Hmm.
And she's not coming. And so tell me, outside of the Meredith stuff, which was more than a, which was longer than several weeks ago, how many, and again, please, if I've done it, then bring it to my attention. I'm not saying I'm correct, but I can't remember that I have the last several weeks, you've been extremely challenging for me as I was not sure if my job was secure. There are several accounts you made on the air discussing my potential termination and that you were actively looking for my replacement. Fuck you.
She put that or is that you?
No.
I
put fuck you.
You put fuck you, okay.
Is there anybody that can recite an instance of this happening?
We had that Clement Kush where we talked about her for a little bit, but I was more about me trying to get you to meet with her. I don't necessarily know what you said throughout that, but it did lead to you and her actually meeting and getting on the same page.
Yeah, and that meeting, if you were to ask me, was a 10 out of a 10. And I think she went on to talk to Seth, who was her closest here, that it was very, very good. It was a very good meeting.
Yes. Yeah, no, she said she felt like she was on the right track. I was right. Happy for her.
Please tell the listeners that I will miss them dearly, even my haters. I know I will never come across a more loyal and wonderfully rabid fan base than the Bubba Army. Please let them know that I was an honor to be part of their daily routine for the last 4 years. And please thank them for elevating me to the status of healthcare hero due to my incessant lecturing of intermittent fasting. I truly appreciate you welcoming me into your crazy world. It was a wild ride that I will cherish forever. Keep well, Anna. Well, I wasn't going to post that shit. You didn't do anything wrong. When really, listen, are we going to be intellectually honest? She betrayed and lied to me. Now, isn't that exactly what just a year prior that her boyfriend just did to me?
Yes.
Betrayed and lied.
On a lesser scale, but still, yes.
So, here I am talking to this radio guy. He's like, yeah, she applied, and we got a resume, and we got and I'm like, motherfucker, are you sure it's for Morning Drive? Yes, it's for Morning Drive. And I'm like, man, that is about the most fucked up bullshit. Which by the way, pays less than I pay, and it's one of those like 7 or 8 songs an hour kind of deal, and she's gonna eat like with a 4-minute speed break.
Are you, Bubba? Is there any part of you that's happy that you did find this out instead of having to continue to go on the air with her and, you know, have these feelings pop up, either it's about Blitz or if it's about her, and just glad that now you're able to rip the bandaid off and now she can go pursue, you know, what truly makes her happy, and you can, you know, use that seat for, you know, Babyface or Brandy Love or whomever you want to start, you know, mixing into the show?
Sure. Yes. So the Bubba Radio Network letter of termination or resignation, I thought was concise, not demeaning, professional, and it got nearly 900 comments on Facebook of people going full hot. 400 of you guys are lucky that Seth talked some sense into me, because I had about 300 or 400 blocked.
Oh, Jesus.
There's about 300 comments on Instagram.
April 19th, 2024, effective immediately. The Bubba Radio Network has accepted Anna Hummel's resignation. Bubba the Love Sponge Clem says it was a great 4 years plus. I'm sorry, it was a great 4+ years having Anna as a co-host and an additional content creator. She's very talented, and I'm sure she'll be a huge asset to another show or maybe develop her own content. We wish her well. That's pretty cool, I thought.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people were asking me if she got fired or she really quit. Because that's a short one.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's a you got fired one.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in the corporate world, absolutely.
Okay.
But, well, I mean, it's fine. I mean, it was, you know, kind of the truth.
And so, there you have it. And had she applied anywhere else? other than mornings in a market that I'm syndicated in. And I'll tell you this, it wasn't Tampa. I mean, she could apply anywhere you want in Tampa. I guess that would be in bounds.
Bubba, what's it been like for those? I haven't been here the whole time, but what was it been like after when her and Blitz were here? Was it great? Was it great radio? I mean, because you said in the video, you know, you loved everything that was happening. Is that the case? Or did you just think that at the time and now it's better now that you've changed out some parts?
I never want to be disruptive. I didn't have you here. So losing, you know, two people would have been far more harder to fulfill content-wise than just one. And the one that I'm losing is a thief and negative, and I don't really jive that well. I mean, you had to hear me and Blitz's struggles occasionally on air.
A ton.
And so I was relieved to get rid of him, especially after I had met with Macho Man, and I knew that I could get a guy that will probably end up being a better radio engineer.
And not make you feel fucking stupid.
And not make me feel fucking stupid. Instead, you know, respect me as the boss around here. Respect me as a pretty good guy, pretty good boss, pretty flexible. When I hired Macho, he's like, listen, there might be a... He was very transparent. He was like, there might be a few times that I got to zip out and run over to the Genesis Tower or something like that.
I thought I was going to say, go work out.
go do some supersets at Anytime Fitness. But, you know, he was very transparent. I'm like, man, no problem. And so I was really relieved when I got rid of him. And I had him a set of golden handcuffs on him not to fuck around with me because all I have to do is file. And I mean, literally, listen, I don't know if he's listening now or not, but Blitz, I mean, like, here's the deal. If I file this stuff, you're going to prison. Like, I got you three ways. I got you admitting it on tape. I got receipts from PayPal. And then I got receipts from every other place that you use the PayPal credit card, like Home Depot, Walmart, Apple Store, you know, Trader Joe's, Sam's Club. I got all that. I mean, I got it every which way. I got it front ways and back ways. And I have it in, Seth, I think you can see it up here. I have it in a very organized binder.
Oh, yeah.
Type deal. Like, all I got to do is just call the TPD. Give them your name, your date of birth, your social security number, your telephone number, and this information. And they'll look at it for a week or two, and then they will arrest you. And then you have to lawyer up and fight this. But chances are your lawyer's like, listen, if you don't have 25, 30 grand to fight this, you might as well just plead. We're going to plead this down. And you'll plead this down, you know, to 3 or 4 months in jail.
Would you get rid of everything? I mean, everything that you allegedly took, would you be getting rid of all that stuff now?
What do you mean?
Like, like the computers and the phones and all that stuff?
Oh, I'm sure he's probably got rid of all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, that's his only defense.
That's what I was thinking.
He'd probably have to sell his four-wheeler or at least take the seat off of it.
Yeah,
and then he's going to have to take in the suspension. And, you know, I mean, if you go to his house and he's got, you know, all these shower... I mean, I don't know.
He had to take Anna's computer back, or DJ deck, or phone.
I mean...
What are the shower curtains for, Bubba? Was he doing, like, a Dexter
he lived at Lummy's apartment place, and he was... You know, I think they had two bathrooms.
Yeah.
And so he was, you know, as a landlord, I think Lummy was still in the kind of... They're still kind of always were in the remodeling stage while Blitz was there, but Blitz would never let Lummy inside.
No, I heard.
Ever. Yeah. Lummy could never go inside. So he needed shower curtains. He needed welcome mats. He needed kitchen shears to cut meat. He needed all of his spices. He needed a Ring doorbell set. He needed a Blink deal. He needed all that. He needed a 10 camera, you know, switcher. Internet switcher. He needed all of that. Everything you would need for a brand new apartment that you hadn't gotten before. Because let's remember, he lived with his parents. He didn't have all of this stuff. So when you're going out for your first time, you need toilet seats. You need shower curtains. You need soap dishes. You need 25 gallons of Tide. You need new shoes. You need new blankets and pillows and sheets. You need all that.
Well, Lummy said he was changing the locks, which was really weird. And I asked Lummy, do you think it was because he didn't want you to come in the house to see all the shit?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I don't know if Lummy would have seen a bunch of stuff and got tipped off that like something was going on.
The only way Lummy may have known is if towards the latter part of this, when we first started investigating this, if Lummy could have gotten access to his house then, which he never did, he could have gone in and seen, you know, the shower. That was a big plane, wasn't it?
Sure was.
That was a big one. You know, gone and seen. I could have given Lummy this list that I got, and Lummy gone in. But Blitz was not letting Lummy, as the landlord, even enter the home.
Technically, he never. I mean, I had to ask permission to even be there.
Right.
Man, he fucking had you all twisted around.
I had to text him. Yeah, it was all twisted around.
Well, he was my boss at the time, too.
Yeah. So anyway, man, there you go. I mean, I think we ran it front ways and back ways, and I appreciate everybody knowing how much. I mean, this has been literally, I feel, this huge weight lifted off of me. You know, I am prepared that they're going to start fucking with me. I just know they will.
Who, Blitz and Anna?
Mm-hmm. Mm. I think they will.
I don't think so.
Okay, then you don't know them very well.
Well, no, I mean, you don't know
the business that well.
Well, Bubba, I mean, that would be an interesting thing to do is like, hey, you know, potentially have you in jail and, you know, you're potentially trying to get another job, but, you know, spend some time trying to, you know, come fuck with me in my world. I don't know. There's also seems to be a lot of people in the Bubba Army that are not happy that they feel like Blitz stole from them as well. So I don't feel like...
Hope they're not mad at me about that.
No, they're not. I just don't think a troll job right now at a show would be the best thing, not just for you, but I think for a lot of people out there that are very upset by this. And I think they're upset because, you know, they feel like maybe they got taken advantage of and they got robbed and they feel bad for you because you got taken advantage of and, you know, robbed or bilked or whatever it's called.
Well, I'm just going to say this. Just if I arrest him and have him arrested, which I really want to, just watch us get fucked with in several different ways. Just watch us get screwed with. Whether it's our system hacked, whether it's whatever. I know Macho Man's got it pretty well not locked down. But, you know, we have to go into war mode. We have to go, like the mob says, we got to go under the mattresses.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We got to go under the mattresses.
For this guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
But if he was so...
Or I just sit here, like, you know, Stephen Diaco, Tommy, and said, listen, just don't do anything. Just, you got him in a set of golden handcuffs where he can't do anything and fuck with you while you have this over his head. But the minute you decided to go on the offense, he can go on the offense. So do you just sit here? You're never going to get the money back.
Right.
You're never going to get the money back. And putting him in jail for 2 years, is that really going to make you feel better about yourself?
Has he ever talked to you since he got fired?
No, I don't have anything to say to him.
Well, I just didn't know if he ever reached out and said sorry or anything like that.
And nor would I want him to. Okay. Like, he disgusts me. And now she does.
No, now neither of them are here, and, you know, it's me, Lummy, Rhett, Macho.
Oh, yeah.
Big sausage party right around you every day, just how you like it.
Dan loves it.
There you go. This should be a good podcast, don't you think?
Yeah. I don't want to do any more the rest of the week.
Me either. We'll see you guys tomorrow, bright and early, hopefully. We'll be right back.
Previously on the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
The whole franchise.
See, that's why you don't hire him, because he is so toxic, no matter how good he could be. Do you really want that toxic?